So let's review. The Mishnah at the beginning of the parak taught in Hagoinav Achar Ganav, Misham Tashlumi Kefil. If a person stole an object from a Ganav who originally stole it from the owner, the second Ganav is exempt from paying Kefil. The Gemara in the next Daf cites the source in the Pasuk Begunav Mibesa Ish, Yishalom Shnayim. The exclusive words Mibesa Ish teach V'loi Mibesa Ganav. One only pays Kefil if he stole the object from the original owner, but he does not pay Kefil if he stole the object from the Ganav. The Mishnah continues, V'loi HaTevech V'loi HaMoicher Achar Ganav Misham Tashlumi Abba B'chamisha. And if he slaughtered or sold an animal that he stole from a Ganav, he's exempt from paying the additional Dal B'hei. As the Gemara later explains, Tashlumi Abba B'chamisha Om Rachmana V'loi Shlesha V'arba. He can only be liable for a knas that amounts to dalad v'hei, but not for a knas that would amount to only gimel v'dalad, since there is no kefil amount. Regarding the Mishnah's ruling, ein ha'goinav achar ganav misham tashlumi kefil, amar Rav, lo yishanu ela lefnei yish. The second ganav does not pay kefil to the first ganav, only if the original owner was not yet miyayish, because it still belongs to the original owner. Aval achar yish, kana ganav rishon, v'ganav sheni misham tashlumi kefil ganav rishon. The second Ganav does pay kefil to the first Ganav if the original owner was already miyayish, because Rav holds yish kaina. The first Ganav acquires the object through yish, and he is now considered the owner. Rav Sheshet disagrees and holds la'achar yish loy kanoi Ganav arishon. The second Ganav does not pay kefil to the first Ganav, even if the owner was miyayish, because he holds yish in the kaina. The first Ganav does not acquire the object through yish, and he is not the owner. And the Gemara explains that their machlekes also extends to every chiv dal behei of the first ganav. According to Rav, who holds yish koina, only a tevicha u'mechira lefnei yish chayiv because it still belongs to the owner. However, tevicha u'mechira la'ach yish pater because shalayhu tevech v'shalayhu meicher. It belongs to the ganav and he slaughtered or sold his own animal. According to Rav Sheshes, who holds yish eina koina, regarding tevicha, both lefnei yish and la'ach yish chayiv because it still belongs to the owner. However, regarding mechira, it depends. Only mechira la'achar yish chayev dahani maisav, because the sale was effective, as Rashi explains, hashta koni lekech betarti biyish reshin rishus. The buyer acquires the animal through the owner's yish, together with the animal's transfer to a new owner. However, mechira lefnei yish potter because lo'ahani maisav. The sale was not effective, as the buyer does not acquire the object through a shin rishus alone, and dumya de tzvicha be'inon dahanu maisav. Like tevicha, the sale must be effective. However, regarding tevicha, both lefnei yish and la'achar yish chayev because of hani ma'isav, tevicha is always effective. The Gemara later mentions a third opinion of Rav Nachman, who holds regarding both tevicha u'mechira, bein lefnei yish, bein la'achar yish chayev. There is a chiv dal behei regardless of whether the tevicha u'mechira was before or after yish, because he holds like Rav Sheshes in that yish ain't a kaina. Therefore, he's chayev even la'achar yish. And he holds like Rav that the Chiv Dal Vehe applies even if Loya Hanamaisav, because Umachara Amrachmana Vahazavan. The Pasuk holds him liable for all forms of Mechira, even if it's not effective. Therefore, he is Chayiv even for Mechira Lefnei Yish. The Gemara proceeds to explain a Braisa which discusses three cases of Hagoinav Achar Ganav. According to both Rav and Rav Sheshes. However, according to Rav, all cases refer to Lefnei Yish, and according to Rav Sheshes, all cases refer to la'achar yish. The Braisa states as follows. Ganav ubarcha b'ganavai. If a ganav stole an animal from the owner, and then a second ganav stole it from the first ganav. Harishin misham tashlumi kefil. V'hasheni ein misham el karen bilvad. The first ganav pays kefil to the owner. However, the second ganav pays only the principal amount, but not kefil to the first ganav. According to Rav Sheshes, because although la'achar yish, however yish in a kaina, and the animal did not belong to the first ganav. And according to Rav, because the Braisa refers to Lefnei Yish, and therefore the animal certainly did not belong to the first Ganav. The second case. Ganav u'machar u'va'achar v'ganavai. The first Ganav sold the animal, and the second Ganav then stole it from the buyer. Harisha misham tashlumi abba v'chamisha, v'hasheni misham tashlumi kefil. The first Ganav pays dal v'hei to the owner because it still belonged to the owner and there is no issue of shalehu tevech v'shalehu meicher. According to Rav Sheshes, because yish in the koina, and according to Rav, because it's lefnei yish. The second ganav pays kefil to the buyer, according to Rav Sheshes, because yish b'shin rishus koina, and the animal did belong to the buyer. And according to Rav, the Gemara explains that we must say that the braisa is a case of shenisya yishu habaylim b'lekeach v'loy nisya yishu b'ganav. The owner was miyayish only after the ganav sold the animal, but not while the ganav had it in his possession. Therefore, the first ganav pays dal behei to the owner because he sold it lefnei yish and it still belonged to the owner. And the second ganav pays kefil to the buyer because he stole it la'achar yish and yish kaina, it belonged to the buyer when he stole it. The third case. Ganav uktavach uva'achar beganavi. First ganav slaughtered the animal, and the second ganav stole the meat from the first ganav. Harisha misham tashlumi dal behei, vasheni eina misham tashlumi kefil, ele karen blavad. The first ganav pays dal behei to the owner because it still belonged to the owner, as explained in the previous case. The second ganav pays only karen to the first ganav. The Gemara explains, according to both Rav and Rav Sheshes, although its slaughter is a shina maisa in the animal, the Braisa concurs with the Beis Shammai who say, shina in the kaina, the first ganav does not acquire the meat through shina maisa. The Gemara cites Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish who also disagree in the previous machlekes. Rabbi Yechon holds like Rav Nachman that both Tevicho Mechira bein lefnei yish bein la'achi yish chayev, because yish ain't a kaina, while Rish Lakish holds like Rav that both Tevicho Mechira lefnei yish chayev, however, la'achi yish patr because yish kaina and shalayhu tevech b'shalayhu meicher. The Gemara proceeds to explain a later Mishnah according to both Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. Ganav v'hikdish v'achakach tavach. Someone stole an animal, made a hektish, and then slaughtered it. Misham tashlumi kefil, v'ein misham tashlumi babach amisha. He pays only kefil but not dal v'hei because the chikat tavach, the hektish katavach. At the time of tevicha, the animal already belonged to hektish. And as Rashi explains, one does not pay dal v'hei to hektish because the pasuk of kefil states, yisham shnaim liriyehu v'loy lehektish. And therefore he does not pay dal v'hei either because tashlumi babach amisha marachmona v'loy shleisha ba'arba. He is liable only for a knas that amounts to dalad v'hei, while here the knas would amount to only gimel v'dalad, since there is no kefil amount. According to Rabbi Yechanan, the Mishnah refers to la'acha yish, and shehekadish shuhu ganav. The ganav made the animal hektish. And even though yish in the kaina, and he does not own the animal, his hektish does take effect because, as Rashi later explains, kanye hektish b'yish v'shin rishus. Hektish acquires the animal through yish, together with the transfer of the animal to the new owner hektish. And therefore, ein misham tashlum abav v'chamisha, because the chikotavach, the hektish kotavach. While according to Rish Lakish, the Mishnah cannot refer to la'acha yish, because then even if loy hektish, ein misham tashlum abav v'chamisha, because yish kaina, and shalayu tavach, shalayu meicher. Therefore, we must say that the Mishnah refers to lefnei yish, and kigoyin shektishu bailim biyad ganav. The owner made the animal hektish while it was in the ganav's possession. Although the animal was einer b'shusai, not in the owner's possession, the hektish does take effect, because he holds like the tsnuin that a person can be makdish an object that is shaloi, even if it is einer b'shusai. While Rabbi Yechanan holds if the animal was einer b'shusai, the hektish does not take effect, as he says, gazav lo nisya shabaylim, shneyin einen yichayin lahaktish. If a ganav stole an object and the owner was not yimiyayish, neither of them can make the object hektish. Zeh lefish einer shaloi, the ganav cannot make hektish for the object that he does not own, and the owner cannot make hektish for the object that is not in his possession.